27th of July 2020. My name is Max and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 873. We're talking today about is artificial intelligence smart enough for us? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Evidence from AI experts, elite researchers in artificial intelligence predicted that human-level machine intelligence, or HLMI, has a 50% chance of occurring within 45 years and a 10% chance of occurring within 9 years. COSOI's objective is to better understand the way in which humans learn so that it can be applied to machines. In 1997, when the IBM computer Deep Blue beat the Russian world champion chess player, Garry Kasparov, Kasparov was so distraught that he never played quite the same again. But this year there are new discoveries. The University at Buffalo postulates on its website the human brain develops an understanding about what we do with our emotions, for example by studying how people react emotionally during games such as tennis matches as opposed playing video game, even if they're not aware of them beforehand. Fraunhofer Institute for Applied Information Technology FIT widely accessible advanced machine learning will result in the expanded use of artificial intelligence AI. Mastering AI will become a critical component of competitiveness. More than 30,000 new computer systems and computers are now being developed. The 2016 Electronic Frontier Foundation is working to develop an open-source version that can be used by any organization, including government agencies such as Microsoft or Google, who want access from their own servers on public networks without having them run at all times. Artificial intelligence and machine learning are giving clinicians the upper hand in the fight against superbugs, allowing for earlier detection, standardized data, and ultimately, improved patient safety. Machine learning provides clinicians with the warning signs of a condition earlier and faster than a patient's care team. POC Advisor is a clinical intelligence platform that detects urgent, life-threatening conditions and accurately alerts clinical staff to enable early intervention, improve patient outcomes, and reduce the cost of care. The POC AAD Center delivers an integrated training program designed specifically for patients who need immediate help. This information enables physicians to use this knowledge as their primary source or resource when needed. Human beings really aren't the best at computer security. It takes human intelligence to comb detailed logs of web traffic and identify which traffic represents an intrusion attempt. It takes human intelligence to then update firewalls, SIEM tools and IDs so that they can identify malicious web traffic. I think we're starting off with a good idea. We've got some very interesting things in this area. The first thing you'll notice is there's always something going on inside your browser as well, not just logged messages but it doesn't, and sometimes I'm not sure if those are true. And maybe Google or other big tech companies have been able to do exactly what anyone wants when using their own computing devices, for example. Although, words are replaced to make the content completely unique, usually this type of content shows predictable patterns and incomprehensible meanings. Researchers know that AI-based software swap words, as a result, the sentence structure and grammar remain fine but they create mismatched contextual phrases. When this type of content is scanned by the GLTR system, the result shows a predictable pattern that is colored yellow and green only. The results show what appears like an unrelated text. However, when it comes down on how many different languages have been generated for each language in order not be affected, a word with similar meaning may appear differently than another such phrase. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 873. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.